and it's time for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General's Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. And here's your host for today's show, Casey Gisclair.
Thank you very much, Joey D. We are live here. It's the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair here. Stan Gravois is on assignment today. He is spending a little family time. He's on assignment at the beach. Go figure. Good for him.
Good assignment. Who sent him there?
We're going to spend the next 2 hours here enjoying some good sports talk. We've got South Terrebonne women's basketball coach Nick Sinak on the line in 15 minutes. He's going to talk to us about some things that the Lady Gators are getting accomplished here over the summer. Then we're going to talk to Stan at 10:30, and we're going to have him on for 30 minutes to talk about the Hall of Fame ceremonies and some other things going on in the world of sports. Stan will be on from 10:30 to 11 o'clock with us. Then at 11 o'clock to start the second hour, we're going to have South Lafourche assistant baseball coach Chandler Gitros. He's running the Tarpon Swampland program this summer. He's going to talk to us about how that's going. Then at 11:15, we're going to have Central Lafourche football coach Keith Menard on the line. It is getting eerily close to whenever they're going to be putting on some pads and everything. That'll be happening in about, a month and a half or so now, as we're already nearing the end of June. It is June 22nd today. School will be starting in early August. So, heck, before you know it, we're going to be preparing for jamborees and scrimmages and the first opening week of the high school season. But, Joey D., we would be remiss if we didn't open this show talking about some of the festivities that happened on Thursday, which was the New Orleans Pelicans getting the number one pick in the NBA draft. And it was a busy night for New Orleans. They took Zion Williamson number one. No surprise there. The big surprise was they traded their number four overall pick down to get the number eight and number 17 overall pick, as well as some additional future picks. Take Jackson Hayes, big center from Texas. I watched a lot of Jackson Hayes earlier this season. He's a good-looking player. Nickeil Alexander Walker from Virginia Tech, a shooting guard. And then in the second round, with the fifth pick in the second round, they get what they call in the NBA a stash player, Marco Silva. He's a young man who's probably not going to come to America this season. He's going to stay overseas for a little while. But they think he's a guy with upside that can maybe someday make an impact at the next level. But it was a busy night for the Pelicans. And I think more important than the draft picks that were made was just the energy and the enthusiasm as you saw in the NBA Finals, right? Like the Toronto Raptors had these block parties where the fans were going out to the streets watching the games and they were cutting up. I was thinking to myself as I was watching that, and I even commented to this several times with the people that I was watching the draft with, or excuse me, watching the finals with. So, man, you never see anything like that in New Orleans. Well, for the NBA draft, we saw something like that in New Orleans. They came out, they partied, they had a good time, they were very excited. I've not seen enthusiasm like this about this team in the history of them being in New Orleans. And Alvin Gentry said, we haven't been excited like this since Reggie Bush. And I think that that's a good comparison, is that, man, the emotions are running at an all-time high. And it's good to see now that there's finally some pizzazz about this basketball team. Hopefully they could turn it around on the floor.
And I tell you what, I never heard Zion's last name. All I heard was Zion, and that was it. The same way I heard the Saints are drafting Reggie, never heard Bush. But the comment that was made through all of ESPN's analysis and everyone that got in, Zion Williamson is not going to be the cog in bringing us the championship. The true leader is going to be
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday. That is his team. But this is a piece of the puzzle that can maybe take us to another step. I still think we possibly 2, maybe 3 years away from getting to a championship, but I do think they'll make the playoffs. We have some of the team, but I don't think it's a championship team yet.
Zion's interview after being drafted was, and look, I'm a North Carolina fan, so I spent
we out of time.
I spent the last season rooting against this dude, but he made a fan out of me whenever he got drafted, and he's up there and he's emotional. And look, he's had the entirety of the process knowing he was going to be the number one pick. So it would have been easy for him to just walk up there smooth, you know, hey, I'm the next great thing, you know, but he didn't. He let his emotions be part of the process. He was talking about the role that his mother played in helping get him to this point, and he was very open about, hey, I want to be in New Orleans. Me and my representatives, we thought New Orleans would be a good place for me to be. And there was all this talk leading up to the draft of, you know, Zion's going to go back to Duke because he doesn't want to be in New Orleans. You know, he should be able to pick where he wants to play. To hear him say, no, man, that's crazy. I'm happy to be here. It was good to hear. And I think that there's a lot of excitement. And I think that the most fun thing in the summer is going to be whenever he takes the floor with that summer league team here in the next couple of weeks. The ratings in New Orleans and Louisiana and everything like that is going to be sky high because folks want to see this guy play.
And one question, you know, I watched the whole thing. I watched his family and all. Is there anyone in his family that's under 6 feet? His mom. Did you see his mom? 6 foot two. Okay.
Yeah, she looks big like people, man.
She can play for the WNBA. But he said, my little brother, who happens to be 6 foot three, this whole family is this. For the first time, I've seen this in the draft, and I do watch the NBA draft, same way I watch Major League and NFL. He was very humble, not because the Pelicans picked him up, but he was very humble to the point, and of course, coming to Louisiana, he had to mention food. So I just hope he maintains his weight and his stamina for this. But you can see that he meant what he said, and I think we're looking at a player that's looking at the long term, not like KD. And, you know, I'm not saying good riddance. Good luck to him. He did what he could in New Orleans. But I think Zion is a long-term player.
Yeah, and he's 19 years old. So for fans that are expecting this guy to come in as a rookie and average 25 points a game and 13 rebounds a game, like, pump the brakes. That's not going to happen. But he's also 6'6", 285 pounds. I mean, he's built like a man right now. He's going to be able to handle some of the grind and the wear and tear of the NBA season. And for folks, you know, look, Southeast Louisiana is not a big college basketball town. Like, we're not huge on our college basketball here. So for folks who haven't watched Zion Williamson play very much and are wondering, you know, hey, exactly what are we getting out of this guy? I would compare him sort of like almost like a Draymond Green type of player in that he's going to score whenever he needs to score, but he's going to be able to defend all five positions on the court. And in today's NBA, with all the pick and rolls and the switching and all the different things that you do defensively, that is the most valuable skill set that you could have on an NBA floor, is the ability to guard multiple positions. He's going to be able to do that. He's quick and nimble enough to stay with the guards. He's strong and bulky enough to stay with the bigs down low whenever they're banging on the block. And I think that's what he's going to sort of be, is that guy that is in the NBA, they call him a glue guy. He's a guy that's going to be able to do many different things to help you win beyond the points per game and beyond the rebounds per game. I think he's going to be a wonderful building block. And when you combine that with Drew Holiday, who already has some of that tenacity and some of that toughness, you're looking at a core here that is really doggone scrappy. This is a team that I don't know how many games they're going to win next year, but they're going to be a team not anyone's going to want to play because they're going to make life rough on opposing offenses. And when you pull that with this pick number 8 overall, Jackson Hayes, he's a rim runner. He's 7 foot tall, 220. He's like a gazelle. He runs the floor well. He's not a very skilled offensive player yet. He's kind of a guy that he's going to dunk it, but he ain't going to do much else. But he runs the floor very well. And, man, they're building some pieces. For the first time since this team has been in New Orleans, you could sort of see the plan. Before, it was always, okay, well, we got Chris Paul, and we just hope that Chris Paul is going to be good enough to get us there. Before, it was, you know, we got Anthony Davis. We hope that's good enough to get us there. Now, there's sort of a plan. There's that long-term vision of, hey, we got a bunch of draft picks. We got a bunch of things that we could count on, and you could see David Griffin's vision. These guys have a plan, and they're making things happen, and they're making things happen very fast. It's wonderful to see.
And a lot has changed, Casey, in the NBA. Excuse me. It's no longer, well, he's a great shooter. We'll draft him. He's a great defensive player. We draft him. You have to be, and this draft pick of Zion wasn't just because he's the top player. He is everything. Offense, defense, rebound. The draft now is being picked on what the player can do overall, not just a specialty in shooting, not just a specialty in three-pointers, not just a specialty in running the bench.
Yeah.
You have to be everything from you're going to sit down, take it for your team, and then come in on the bench. You have to be an all-around player. And do, agree or not, have you found that's been the last really 5 years of the NBA, is they're not looking for that specific type of player. The Saints proved it in football by taking the quarterback who does everything.
Yeah.
NBA, you either do everything or they can look for somebody who can do that.
There are two positions in basketball now, and Stan and I talked about this last week. There are point guards and there are centers. And then everything else is kind of in between. You either can handle the ball or you could protect the rim. Those are the two roles that they want. And the Pelicans did an excellent job of piecing things together in the draft. And, of course, when you got the first pick, it's easy to get the best player. You better get the best player. But I think they certainly did that. And season ticket sales are up. Fans are excited. Everybody's excited. Now they've got to tie it together and make things happen where it matters on the floor this coming fall. There's some high school sports being played. Swampland is gearing up. Summer basketball is gearing up. We're going to talk about all those things throughout the show. But we would have been Swampland baseball. What's that, Joe?
I believe there's a tournament going on north of the lake around Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Omaha.
Omaha.
Nebraska.
I'm close. I was in the United States.
The College World Series is down to two teams. Yeah, it's going
on. You know that?
Yes.
Wow, two teams left. Isn't that amazing?
Michigan and Vanderbilt will be vying for the championship here in the next couple of days. That'll be very exciting. I got to tell you, man, and this is really quick. It's hard for me to watch Vanderbilt because of all that whistling that guy does. Man, that is so loud and piercing. That's all I hear when I'm trying to watch Vanderbilt play.
I thought it was a sound effect.
No, it's not anything wrong with your TV, man. It's loud. It's very pure. But Vanderbilt and Michigan will be playing for the College World Series championship. And in the next segment, we're going to go and talk to a coach who is going to be hoping to coach for some championships next season. That is South Terrebonne girls basketball coach Nick Sinak.
Mm.
His team made a long run in the playoffs. They lost some players, got to replace some players. But let's take our first commercial break. When we get back, we're going to go to Gatorland and talk to their girls basketball coach, see some things they're looking to do next year. You're listening to The Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute, right here on ESPN 100.3.
Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
If you've been in an auto accident, even if you weren't injured, you've probably been contacted by someone urging you to go to a certain medical facility or a certain attorney to seek money from an insurance company. Auto insurance companies pay billions of dollars in medical claims each year, and they are a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. They want your insurance information so they can bill for unnecessary visits and treatments that you may never receive. All of this adds up to higher insurance premiums for all of us. Insurance fraud is something you don't want to be involved in. There are ways you can protect yourself. If you're involved in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you or tries to refer you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
The St. Louis Cardinals and the Los Angeles Angels. Live from Busch Stadium this weekend.
Forget it. On its way, and that one is gone.
While Mike Trout and the Angels are wrapping up an 11-game road trip, the Cards are battling in the tightest division in baseball. It's a weekend of interleague action in St. Louis. Coverage begins Saturday at 1:45 Eastern and Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
From the preps to the pros, we cover it all. ESPN New Orleans.
And if you want to catch any of parts or pieces or the entire show here, you can catch us on ESPN1003.com. Our internet coverage is powered by Vision Communications. And if you also want to simulcast this show on our AM, we got 1600 AM KLEB rocking and rolling, channel 25. And also you could catch us on 102.7 FM as well as ESPN 100.3 here.
But if you missed today's show on Wednesday or Thursday, say, boy, I'd love to catch it. Where can they go, Casey, on the web?
ESPN1003.com. And this interview coming up right here is going to be one that you guys may want to catch throughout the week. That is South Terrebonne girls basketball coach Nick Sinak on the phone lines. Coach Sinak, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning. I am doing great.
Yeah, good to hear that, man. It's always a busy time over the summer for coaches, but it's also a fun time. How have things been for the Lady Gators so far this summer?
It's been a work in progress. It's a fun time, obviously. This is when you get to, you know, get that skill development in, do the little things. But we've been in the gym every day, man. We've been working hard. It's been fun.
One of the things you were telling me was that it was going to be an issue of finding out who could do what. You said you had some talented kids, but they didn't necessarily realize that they were talented kids just yet. Have you started building some of that confidence in those players yet?
I'm hoping so. You know, the summertime's always a great time to make those mistakes, because, you know, you'd rather them get it out now than, you know, when November rolls around, them just kind of be like starry-eyed, like, wow, I never experienced this before. So having a lot of kids that didn't get the opportunity to play a lot of minutes last year, or even kids that were on varsity but didn't get to play, they get to get that, you know, that experience during the summer, so they can get the nerves out a little bit, make those mistakes, learn from it, and hopefully be ready when the season comes around.
For boys basketball, I know they're, you know, a league at Ellender, there's a league, you know, at E.D. White or whatever it may be, and there's team camps all over. But for the girls, you don't hear quite as much about that type of stuff, but I do know that there are some things out there. So where have you all played so far this summer?
We've been actually going to BRCC, Baton Rouge Community College. We go once a week. We take the little two-hour trip out there, and it's great because for a lot of these young kids, they get to, you know, get used to taking those bus trips like we'll take during the season. We get out to go and see some teams that we wouldn't normally see. I mean, we played a meet, and we played Walker, and we played West Jeff, and we get to see different things and just staying local. We'll be going to the Home of Christian team camp, which will be next week. We have a little scrimmage set up at Central Lafourche next week. So we are doing some local things, but we've also gone out and had the opportunity to play on a college campus, on a college court in front of college coaches. So it's been a good summer so far.
And in terms of some of the young ladies who are going to have to step up and play some big roles, go ahead and shout out a couple of your young ladies for next year.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't start without talking about Allie Maddox. She's going to be our lone senior. She's going to be a 4-year starter. She's been a captain since her freshman year. But with her coming back, we've got some young pieces. Maggie Porche, who's our rim protector inside. She's going to be a sophomore. Expecting big things out of her. We got Caitlin Sharpenshay, who's also going to be a sophomore. Jenna Lovell's going to be a sophomore. And these girls are going to have to play some really big roles next year. And it's going to be exciting to see what we can do. I'm really, like, anxious. I'm ready to see what we're going to be able to accomplish. And I think this group, the sky's the limit for them if they continue to work.
And, Coach, in the last couple of years, you had the luxury of, you know, hey, if you needed a bucket, just give the ball to Chloe. She'll go get you a bucket. This year, that's not going to be there. So in terms of executing your offense a little bit better, I'm sure that's going to be a big point of emphasis as well, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. You know, there's times you can just roll the ball out and watch Chloe play. But obviously this year we're going to have to kind of change the style of play. I think we're going to have to find different ways to manufacture points. Defense has always kind of been our thing, and I don't think we're going to drop too much in that area. But we'll have to maybe press a little more. We'll maybe have to try to get on transition a little more. Our half-court offense is going to have to get better. And we're going to have to be able to execute, limit our turnovers, It's definitely going to be a different look, and I've always kind of just tailored what we've done to our talent and the kids we have. So we'll be doing things a little bit different next year, but it won't be too different. You know, we just won't have that one go-to kid just yet. We're going to have to continue to work to make sure we get one of those kids.
One of the things that we have talked about throughout the entirety of the summer is just how much high school basketball has changed in terms of teams are sort of embracing that you could be smaller and still succeed. You could have more guards on the floor and still succeed. And we talk about that a lot with the men's game, but do you see sort of some of those same changes in the women's game as well?
Yeah, and it's just a slight change. I think that women's basketball is still the most purest form of basketball that there is.
I agree.
You watch like the college women's game. It's incredible. They don't rely all on athleticism. They still run a lot of sets. And you watch the men's games, it's a lot of up and down, just transition. We got athletes, throw alleys, you know, shoot a lot of threes. I think the women's game has still really stayed true to the true core of what basketball is. But, you know, I still think teams, especially at the high school level with girls, I mean, if you have a post player that's really good, I mean, you could be dominant. If you got good guards, I mean, you could put 2-3 guards on the floor. I think it just all depends with your talent level and your scheme. But I would really say I would agree with you in a sense, though, that the game has changed a little bit. But I think more so with the boys. I think the boys' game is starting to kind of – the AAU mentality and all that stuff, it's more up and down game. And we see it at our high school level locally. Teams want to take more threes. Teams want to play a faster pace. But I think the girls' game still kind of staying true to its core. So that's why I love coaching girls' basketball. I can really see things that I put into place really, really show. So
absolutely. Look, the last couple of years for the Lady Gators have been just unbelievable. And now, you know, that's sort of – before it was like this feeling of there's this newness at South Terrebonne, but now you've been there for a little while, man. Is it good to be coaching kids now who you don't have to maybe teach so much because they already know what's expected of them?
Yeah, well, and it was the first 3 years, but this year, like we alluded to earlier, I mean, I have a brand new group of kids. It's pretty crazy because even the return of the kids that I have coming back, those girls haven't had the experience. So it's still a teaching thing for me. I still get to teach every day, which I love about basketball in a sense, but you know, these young kids, I'm almost starting from scratch with a lot of them. I mean, they're coming into our school. A lot of them don't play AAU. A lot of them, most of them didn't even play bitty basketball growing up. So it's kind of starting from scratch with them, but I love that part of the game. I love being able to teach. And so it doesn't lose its flair, I guess, in a sense. And it still gives me that little giddiness that I had when I was like coaching middle school. I still get to teach the little things and the fundamentals, and I still get to do that stuff. And it's more rewarding, you know, when they're successful, because you get to see everything that you kind of help them get to. But yeah, this group that we have, we had a big turnover last year. We really did. And even some kids that I thought I was going to have back, they decided not to play basketball. So, you know, we're really starting from scratch here. And, so it'll be interesting this year for sure.
Tell me about your scheduling, knowing that you have all this youth. Did you kind of schedule a little bit softer to try to get some wins? Tell me your strategy there.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that I've done well scheduling the last few years, and every year is different, obviously. I wouldn't say that we went soft on the scheduling. I think that we're still playing some quality competition. Because at the end of the day, you can't just schedule all soft teams, because then, you know, come playoff time, you might be on the outside looking in. So, I mean, our district's tough. So that's and plus we're going back to two rounds mm-hmm. of district. I don't know if y'all are aware of that.
Yep.
But so we'll be playing 10 district games with quality competition. So I mean, that's almost half our schedule right there. And then we do have some quality teams there. I think we're gonna go out and play some teams in the New Orleans area, Baton Rouge area. We're gonna be going to some decent tournaments. Would I say that it's the schedule we had the last 3 years? No, I don't think it's that tough. But it's still definitely a quality schedule.
I hear you, brother. Now, before we let you go, we're gonna talk some NBA, but I know you're a big basketball fan in general. In the first segment, we talked about Zion Williamson and the impact we think he's gonna make with the Pelicans. So what are your thoughts as the big fellas come into the city?
You know, I think we can go wrong in a sense by trying to compare him to other people. I think Zion is who he is. He's very unique. And I was trying to think for the longest time of, you know, who is he? Is he like a little LeBron? Is he a Sean Kemp? You know, people have compared him to a lot of different people, but I think we need to let Zion be Zion. I don't know if our expectations need to be through the roof early on, because especially with our youth on the team, I don't know if we can expect to be, you know, world champion contenders in the first few years, but I think we need to kind of let it materialize. I love what David Griffin's done in his short time here. And maybe it's just because it's more refreshing, because our previous front office was not as, you know, they weren't really go-getters. So I love where we are now. And I'm hoping Zion sets the world on fire, but I'm not going to over exceed my expectations here. I'm going to be pretty, I think he'll be, you know, an all rookie player, could be rookie of the year, but I don't think he's going to set the world on fire early on.
Yeah, I agree with that. And now $30 million of cap space, they've got room to make this team better. But I was sort of making the argument with some of my buddies the other day is that, like, if you can't get that top guy, that Kawhi or that Kevin Durant or some of those other big-time guys, when you start getting down to the Tobias Harris's and some of these other guys, I made the argument they'd be better off getting two or three players with that space as opposed to reaching for one of those sort of fringe guys. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with you, because you think about it, and they got like the Nikola Vucevic's of the world and some guys that you could probably get. But I think right now you gotta think about your expectations for the team. I think we're in a rebuild mode, and I say rebuild mode, I still think we'll be competitive. I think we got young talent that's going to be – I think we'll be surprised at how well they go. But, I mean, to make the playoffs, I don't know about that. So, I mean, if you're going in free agency, I would probably get guys that you could build with for the next 2 to 3 years. Like, let's set our standard to possibly be a contender in the next 3 years. If you go get one of those, like you said, Tobias Harris and stuff like that, those guys would probably be more well-suited being on teams that are going to contend now. I think you spread your money out. And look, I wouldn't, if you could go get you a big-name guy, I'm not going to be against it. You know, I wouldn't be opposed to it. But I still think, you know, with our draft picks, because, I mean, picking Jackson Hayes and picking the Alexander kid from Virginia Tech, it looks like they're looking to build. I don't see them looking to try to go be competing for championships right now. So if that's your approach, I think that needs to be your approach in free agency as well.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Where is Kyrie going to play next year? Where's Kevin Durant going to play? Where's Kawhi going to play next year?
All right, Kawhi, and we were actually talking about this on our podcast, our Three Takes Down podcast last night. Kawhi's got to stay. I think he would be crazy to leave. He gets the most money if he stays in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
You have the entire country on your back. I was listening to Jalen Rose yesterday on the radio. They had 1.5 million people at their parade. Like, that's absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the whole country behind you. To me, it'd be crazy for him to leave. Durant, oh, man. Somebody's going to offer him a max. I don't know who it'll be. He's obviously not going to play next year. But if I'm going to throw it out there, I'm just going to say the Knicks. I don't know. My gut's telling me New York Knicks. They're going to spend. I think they'd be willing to throw the max to them. Kyrie, definitely not Boston. I don't see him in Boston.
No, no, yeah.
Could he take less money to go to the Lakers? I don't know. I'm going to just say I'm going to see him in Los Angeles next year.
Okay.
With the Lakers.
Interesting picks, my man. Well, yeah, thanks so much for the time, and we'll do this again real soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Casey.
Yes, sir. That is South Terrebonne girls basketball coach Nick Snack joining us. They have done an unbelievable job turning things around, and you could almost liken the thing the Pelicans are doing right now to what they've done at South Terrebonne, is that it was a team that didn't have expectations, and now they have expectations, and hopefully they have another successful season. But let's go ahead and take our next commercial break. When we get back, we're going to have our co-host, Stan Graf, on the line. He's going to spend the next two segments with us talking about some of these things going on in the world of sports, and also recapping their wonderful Hall of Fame ceremony. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3.
And this time, give it to me easy.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went
Rod's Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod's Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod's Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod's Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ, smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
See, very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
Wackiest thing you've ever put on popcorn, because I'll start the bidding at hot sauce.
Yeah, I put hot sauce on it.
No. Listen to me. I love popcorn. My favorite snack by far. You don't mess that up by putting anything on it except salt. No butter, none of this other BS.
You don't butter your popcorn?
No butter.
No. And do not give me these cheese toppings and all of this garbage.
That doesn't make any sense.
Popcorn?
Butter,
no.
Cheese. Stop. Exactly. That's a good one.
Salt. That's it.
Garlic salt.
Cheese. Garlic salt.
Truffle salt.
Not ketchup. Garlic salt. Yes. Like, just salt.
Oh, what type of popcorn, though?
Lost your mind.
Kettle corn?
It's too sweet.
Kettle corn is delicious.
Kettle corn is good.
It's good. You get the sweet and the salt. Yeah.
Fiddle faddle.
Sweet and savory.
I love the movie theaters.
You like Cracker
Listen,
Jack?
This discussion upsets me, okay? It does.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN New Orleans.
And welcome back to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair here. And on the phone lines, we go to the other half of the puzzle here, Mr. Stan Gravois. Stan, good morning, man. How you doing?
Very good, Casey. I guess I'm the missing piece of the puzzle today.
That's exactly right, my friend. Where in the world are you today, man?
You know, Casey, right now I am sitting on the 15th floor balcony of Portofino Resort over in Pensacola Beach, looking at the Gulf of Mexico on one side of me and Pensacola Bay on the other side. I'm looking down at the bar way down there. And as much as I love me some La Rose, Louisiana, I'll take this once or twice a year. So just on a little vacation and really happy that you guys could give me a call today.
Absolutely, man. Now, before you took your trip, you were busy with the Hall of Fame ceremonies on Thursday night. Tell us about how that went. I saw some pictures from the event. It looks like everybody had a really good time, and it looks like we inducted a really, really good crop of athletes into that Hall of Fame.
We did. And actually, that's why I'm on vacation, because it's a labor of love, but it's also a lot of labor. It takes a lot of work, and really have to thank all of those folks over at Terrebonne General Medical Center who banded together to make it happen. Again, it was on Thursday night over at Cypress Columns in Gray. Six inductees, and you worry a little bit because you want to certainly do it so that these inductees are presented in the correct way and that they're very proud of their presentation and their induction. And I think they were. It went really, really well. The powers that be, and I got to give a lot of credit to Kathy Stratton and Robichaux. She's the head of the PGMC Foundation. She put this thing together, and then the video part of it, which we kind of do in the Community Sports Institute, is a lot of fun to do. It can be a little hectic, but it all came together. Here's a true story. So what happens at the ceremony And I think everybody who went, there were about 300 people there that night, they don't realize this was going on behind the scenes. When the inductor is inducted, there actually is a video, and we talked about that before. Well, we couldn't get it to play, and this thing started at 6:30 on Thursday night, and at 5:30, we were still racking our brain trying to figure out how we can get all of this to play. We were sweating bullets because, quite honestly, if the inductor, let's talk about, say, the first person inducted was Margaret Johnson, Margaret Haydell Johnson. When her inductor inducted her, his final words were, and now let's look at a video about Margaret Haydell Johnson. If that doesn't play, everybody's looking directly at us, you know, like, what's going on? Well, fortunately, about a half an hour before the cocktail hour started, we figured out some kind of way, and it actually wasn't me. It was the guys in information technology, kind of figured out a way to bypass something, and we got it to work. So every time we pressed the play button all night long, Casey, we were saying a silent little prayer that it would play, and fortunately, the good Lord smiled on us, and it did. It was a wonderful night. Margaret Haydell Johnson was extremely emotional. And listen to this, and I don't know if you and I have ever talked about this. She's actually in a plane right now going to South Dakota. She is being inducted into the National High School Coaches Association Hall of Fame on Tuesday night in South Dakota. She said, and I hope this is a testament to what we did on Thursday night. She said after that event, she said, if that thing in South Dakota meets this even one-tenth of the way, I'm going to have a great time because this was so much more than we expected. So, again, she was very emotional. The Melvin Johnson Jr. family was very thankful, very emotional. Avery LeBlanc, the PBA bowler, was in town from Dallas, and it just kind of blew him away. And a lot of people there were like, we're so glad he's being inducted, because sometimes sports like that get forgotten just a little bit, you know, and he's the first bowler to be inducted. Johnny Meads came in. Interestingly enough, again, I'm in Pensacola, Florida right now. So Johnny is on his way back to his home, which is Navarre. Actually, as I'm looking out from the 15th floor right now, I can see Navarre. Johnny's wife and him invited us to go eat over there tomorrow.
Awesome.
So, you know, you make friendships through all of this. But again, Johnny Meads was inducted, again, from Labadyville. Terrific player for the Oilers. He was so happy. Jay Pennesaw inducted. He had some friends who actually did the induction, and they were very emotional. And then finally, to wrap it all up, Clarence Verdan was inducted. And I hate to single out anybody, but Clarence Verdan's acceptance speech, which lasted about 10 minutes, was one of the best talks I ever heard. It was funny. It was emotional. It was sad. It was everything all wrapped up into one. So I guess to make a long story short, it was a wonderful night, Casey.
That's awesome, man. And look, you see all these former athletes and former coaches speak, and I know you spent time with each of them beforehand, but whenever they get up there and make their speeches, I'm sure you learned something new about each one of them. What's that one piece of information that was spoken at the event that you said, man, I didn't know that?
Let's see. There was a guy. I didn't realize this about Melvin Johnson and his family. Melvin Johnson really, really wanted to go to Tulane. Now, he eventually went to Colorado University out of high school. He wanted to go to Tulane, by all means. There was a quarterback at Tulane at the time, Mike Walker, who actually played at Terrebonne High School. And this was when Tulane was really good in the early 70s, late 60s. And Mike Walker was just named the MVP of the Liberty Bowl. And, of course, Mike is from Omaha, and, you know, he played in the Liberty Bowl. So Melvin Johnson wanted to go to Tulane, but his good friend Robert Lagarde said, convinced him not to, because he thought that they needed to get out of the state of Louisiana to have a better chance to play. So the both of them made a package deal with Colorado, and they both ended up in Colorado. So I thought that was interesting. The other one is Jay Pennesaw, who was a terrific center for the Oilers for many years, played on probably the best offensive line ever. He had Dean Steinkuhler. He had Bruce Matthews. I mean, he was just loaded down with guys, and he says, so I'm sitting here, and I'm the center from Nicholls State University, and to the right of me, I got a guy from Penn State. To the left of me, I got a guy from Nebraska. On the other side of him, I got a guy from USC. He said it was pretty amazing, and I felt proud of what I did. But his interesting story, so here's the other one that I got that night that just made me giggle a little bit. he was going to Nichols as a walk-on. By the way, the three inductees who were terrific NFL stars all were walk-on to
wow.
the college. So that is if that's not a great life lesson for any kid yeah. out there, you know, there's nothing else that would be. Nonetheless, going back to the story, he said he got a letter from his high school coach, Buddy Marcello, saying, hey, you guys should really take a good look at Jay Penasong. He's a terrific athlete, but he needs to switch. He was a tight end, defensive end for us. Y'all need to put him at center. So Jay Penasong got the letter. It was given to him by Coach Marcella, and he didn't know what was in it initially. So after about a week, he couldn't stand it anymore. He had to take a peek. And when he saw that, he was like, wait a minute, I don't want to play center. I want to stay at the tight end position. So he never gave the letter to the coaches at Nichols. He hid it from them, and, of course, he got called over. And so those are two things that, you know, and then you find out about teachers in the Bayou region and principals and friends that you have made, you know, that you have in common with these guys. And then when you're leaving the ceremony that night, you sort of realize this was about all of us. This is about, you know, and they all, every inductee that night said, I'm going in, but folks, this is our, we live in a great Bayou region community. We take it for granted how lucky we are to live in this area and to have the kind of people we have in this area and to have the kind of principals and teachers and mentors in this area. And that's what you take away from it. You go there with it being a sporting event and you leave there with it being kind of a community event. And we were extremely proud of that. Got a lot of calls in the last couple of days. Caddy was sharing with me as I came up to Florida yesterday, all of the people who were writing in and saying what a wonderful time they had. So, again, a little nervousness going into it, but a whole lot of excitement coming out of it.
Now, I hate to ruin your vacation here, because I know you're trying to relax. Now, when's the timeline to try to get some new inductees next year? How's that going to work?
So from the night that this happened, which was Thursday, June 20th, until November 1st, they are accepting nominees. If you would like a nominee form, just go to tgmc.com. You can nominate anybody you would like that you think is worthy of going into this Hall of Fame. It's going to be the fourth induction. Usually six people are inducted, but there is actually no bylaw that says it has to be six, but usually it's about six people. Then on November 1st, all of those nomination forms are turned over to a committee of 15 from the Bayou region who are dignitaries in the sports field. They weed it out. They look at it. They make a first cut. And then in the second cut, it is voted on in December. In January, the six inductees are announced. And then in June, they are inducted. So if you out there, general public, would love to nominate somebody, no problem. Go to tgmc.com/events, and you can still hit that tab, /events. And what happens is it brings you to the Hall of Fame. And you can write in and ask for information. And you could write in anything you want. But you can also write in for a nomination form. The right. truth is you don't have to know a ton about somebody either. Because I am a little kind of computer rat when it comes to sports history, and what I'll do, and we'll get a team together, if you give me a name, let's assume it's Casey Gisclair, and we get that name Casey Gisclair, and we know that he does a wonderful job in the community with promoting sports in the Bayou region, what we do is we go research, and we'll look at all of the things Casey Gisclair has accomplished, and we put that together, because I do believe at the pace you're going, Casey, one day you're going to be in this thing because you do a wonderful job promoting the community. That all being said, we get it all together. We get it out to the voters, and those 15 voters cast their ballots to get in the six. If you are nominated one year and you make it to the final cut, you will always be in that nomination process from that day going forward. You don't have to be renominated every year, and I would hope that makes sense to everybody. So we do want – This, you know, we want the community to be part of this. So realize out there, folks, we want your vote on all of this.
Yeah, no doubt.
I got to tell you this, Casey. We do get sometimes, we've got nominations of like people who have coached their daughter's little league team and, you know, they won the city championship or something. And it's probably, you know, it's a little bit bigger than that. So we do have to weed some of it out. But nonetheless, we didn't know anything about Avery LeBlanc. This guy's a PBA bowler who bowled with, you know, some of the greatest bowlers in history, and he's from Houma, Louisiana. We knew nothing about him over a year ago, and then all of a sudden, you know, when people are watching his video, their jaws drop because he's bowling with Earl Anthony and Pete and Dick Weber and guys like that. So we're looking for those hidden gems.
That's awesome, and congratulations to you all for putting together an awesome event. I can't wait to see who the next crop that's going to be going in. But, Stan, can I ask a favor, man? Can we get you for one more segment?
Definitely. I'm just sitting out here. I'm not, let's say I have water in my cup right now.
Oh, I'm sure, huh?
As I'm looking over, so I'm good. The only thing when Joey had initially called, he said, so you're looking on the beach side or the bay side trying to figure out if you're going to go buy some chicken necks and go crabbing back there. I'm not going to do any crabbing this week, and I'm going to wait till I get home to do the crabbing. Today it's all about just hanging out. I would be very glad to come back.
Absolutely. Well, we'll take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to get Stan's thoughts on the NBA draft and some other things going on in the world of sports. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute right here on ESPN 100.3.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to tgmc.com.
Sizzling hot summer savings at Craig LeBlanc Toyota's summer sales event. Our new Express store makes shopping online easier than ever. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS off-road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. Or buy a Craig LeBlanc Toyota 2018 Camry pre-owned for just $17,990. It's Craig LeBlanc Toyota's summer sales event. Shop now at gregleblanctoyota.com. We now offer home delivery. Tundra model AM239 MSRP 38449, $4,500 rebate, $959 discount. Camry pre-owned, stock number 29027 1A. Several to choose, plus TTNL.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
The St. Louis Cardinals and the Los Angeles Angels, live from Busch Stadium this weekend.
Forget it. On its way, and that one is gone.
While Mike Trout and the Angels are wrapping up an 11-game road trip, the Cards are battling in the tightest division in baseball. It's a weekend of interleague action in St. Louis. Coverage begins Saturday at 1:45 Eastern and Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell, and join me weekdays from 12 to 3 p.m. as I host the Sports Hangover. Flock up as we talk Pelicans, the road to a rebuild. How will the draft and free agency shape the future of the team? Who Dat's got you covered as the team's offseason moves take place. We'll talk about how they can help shape a run to the big game next year. Plus, we'll follow all the action locally on the diamond. It's the Sports Hangover, weekdays from 12 to 3 right here on ESPN New Orleans.
Southeast Louisiana sports leader, ESPN New Orleans.
And welcome back to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair here, Joey D to my left, and all the way on the beaches of Florida, we have our other co-host Stan Gravois on the line. Stan, in the last couple of days, heck, actually the night you guys were inducting that Hall of Fame class, the New Orleans Pelicans went ahead and took Zion Williamson. Not a big surprise there. But I think what was a big surprise, and tell me if you agree or disagree, was just the masses of people that turned out to go and party and pass a good time in the city. Like, it feels like the Pelicans are something that is cool to be a part of now. And I don't know that that's ever been the case since the team has come here to the city.
Can you believe the way we felt about the Pelicans 6 months ago as opposed to now? It's kind of unbelievable. And listen, obviously I was at the event that night, but when you get home and turn on the television and you kind of backtrack and go look at what happened, you're really proud and you really feel good that Zion wants to be here so much. And I know the, you know, Let's Dance, the, you know, model he threw out there. Obviously, I wish I was a T-shirt salesman because, man, that's going to blow up. There's no doubt about that. So from that perspective, we only wanted to be proud of the Pelicans. You know, even if they were playing hard and giving everything they got, it just felt like that wasn't happening, that they were just sort of going through the motions for the longest time. And now you're proud. You're proud to be a Pelican, and I think he's a big part of it. I will say at the event that night, and you know, a lot of people had their attention directed towards what was going on there, but you could see everybody looking down at their cell phone. You know, they were trying to keep up with what was going on. And when the big, you know, trade-off was made, and I say trade-off, trade in general was made, a lot of the buzz was going around the place, around Cypress Columns, and everybody talking about it. And I think we have a general manager who gets it, who understands and knows what it takes. Now, for all of us to think it's going to happen this year is sort of ridiculous. My only negative, and listen, this is personal. And I when they re-signed Alvin Gentry, I thought, I like Alvin Gentry as a person. I'm not sure he's the guy. And that's the only thing that scares me about everything being put together the way they are doing it now. To extenuate, you know, his contract just a little bit makes me a little, but I hope he proves me wrong. I hope everything turns out really well.
I think the way that this offseason has played out, I think the hourglass is now, it's now turned over. He's got to start winning now. There's no more excuses of anything. Like, you've got the right system in place. You've got to start winning. So I agree with you there. Last Saturday, you and I were talking about this entire situation, and you said, man, if Anthony Davis and, you know, all these star players go to Los Angeles and New York, I'd be disappointed and I'd be upset. Sure enough, about 4 hours later, Anthony Davis went to Los Angeles. So I guess your thoughts as the Pelicans pulled that trigger and sent him off to the big city.
Wow. I know you're a Cowboys fan, right? And so being a Cowboys fan, you have to put up with a lot of people. Oh, America's team. So, you know, there are a lot of people who love to hate the Cowboys, right?
Sure.
A lot of people who love to hate the Yankees and people like that. I've never been like that. Never. I'm not. That's not my, you know, I'm like, if I like the Yankees in a given year, you know, I'm okay with it. I don't hate the Cowboys because they do things right in certain years. Now, it's been a while, Casey. It's been a while. But, if you know, back in the heyday with, you know, Jimmy Johnson, when they were winning, I didn't have animosity. I kind of respected how good they were. That all being said, I know the Lakers are a team that a lot of people love to hate. Well, you know what? I finally have come to a point where I just want a team to lose every single game they play. And it's the Los Angeles Lakers. I just have the feeling that maybe Anthony Davis was kind of a facade for us in New Orleans the entire time. He always talked like he liked it, you know. And I realized there were some things that he probably, when you look back at it, was on the short end of the stick of, you know, being fair. And Dell Demps was part of the equation of things not working out. But man, I just don't like it. And then the fourth round pick the other night has a Lakers cap on, and you know he's not going to be a Laker, you know.
Yeah.
And there's little things you can't figure out that are going on with all of this. I guess the only other thing I could say is that the NBA knows how to market itself. Because man, the off season is almost as entertaining as the on season.
Oh man, I was talking about that with some of my buddies throughout the last couple of weeks. Is that, I don't know if it's good or bad for the league that the most exciting part of the league is when no one's playing games.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how much, the NBA more than any other league, I guess it becomes a, are they trying to kill the small market? Is the small market being included in this? Let's see how it all pans out. I know this. I guess when we just think about the Pelicans now and with the way Zion Williamson and his family have been so excited and so thankful and the way New Orleans has turned out for them, man, this could be the beginning of a really, really good thing. And I know I realize we're Saint territory, so to speak. But trust me, we love a winner. And if they get out on the court and they win a few games, it won't take long before everybody's huge Pelican fan.
You're old school like me, so when you hear the name LaVar Ball and Lonzo Ball and all those guys coming to the city, I'll be honest, the first thing that I said whenever I got news of that trade over at Budenberger's last Saturday was, man, now we got to deal with LaVar Ball. Get ready. The show's coming. What are your thoughts as you see that?
I thought of every media person in the New Orleans, Bayou region, Gulf Coast, everybody down here in southern Louisiana, along the Gulf Coast, even in North Louisiana, who may be big Pelican proponents. I was thinking, who's that guy who's going to call this man out? Who is that? Who's that media personality from South Louisiana that is going to call this guy out? It's not Los Angeles anymore, buddy. You come in the Cajun country, you know. Who's that guy who's going to say, shut up? You know, we'll sit down and watch a game. Shut up. And I don't know what's going to happen. I understand our network we're on right now, ESPN, is kind of going to turn a deaf ear to him and not give him so much publicity. So we'll see. And then the other part of it is being a, you know, a high school coach for so long, boy, I hope we don't blame the kid for the dad. You know what I'm saying? And I hope, you know, we got to give the kid a chance when he comes in and not, you know, every time something happens that might be a little negative, we start saying, oh, that's because of his dad. And just make sure that we promote him because obviously we want the Pelicans to do well.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Stan, before we let you go, I know that whenever you get back to work, there's going to be, you know, that's the beautiful thing about your job is that as soon as you finish one thing, you're moving on to the next thing. What's the next thing that we're going to have to be spending some time talking about here?
A little bit of a break, but actually when school starts again in July, we're getting all the coaches in for CPR training, making sure that they're all CPR certified, making sure that they are Act 314 concussion awareness certified, which means basically they understand what the state of Louisiana says about concussions, especially football and volleyball as they start early on. There is a protocol that Louisiana follows and the Louisiana High School Athletic Association follows, and we make sure that we instill that in the coaches because, quite honestly, you know, concussions were a big thing, obviously, for so many years, but they were a big thing because we were uneducated, and now we're becoming educated. Again, we test every child that plays sports in the seven schools in Terrebonne Parish. And when I say the sports, the contact sports, we give them a baseline test so that they're taken care of along the way if they ever have a blow to the head or any type of head injury, and that happens in July. So that consumes July just a little bit. And then obviously August is when it really gets going with football, volleyball, cross country, and swimming. A lot of things going on then, and we'll be there to assist as much as we possibly can. Can I mention one more thing?
Sure.
Really quick before we go? Back to the Bayou Region Hall of Fame induction on Thursday night. Those induction videos have been released on YouTube. So the public out there, the genesis of all of this thing, of inducting these people, was so that their legacy lives on, so that we don't forget those sports stars who came before us. So please, if you have the opportunity, you can either go to Google search, just go on to Google, or you can go to YouTube search, and if you type in Margaret Haydell Johnson, her video will come up. They're all about 10, 11 minutes. They're very easy to watch, but you gain a much better understanding of that person and how they achieved and what they achieved, and it's really fun. They were released yesterday afternoon. I noticed this morning, I guess it was about 8 o'clock, that Melvin Johnson Jr. already has 400-something views. So really excited about that because I've mentioned this multiple times. He was my childhood hero when he was in high school. I was like in second, third grade, and I thought that guy was it. So, again, type in their name. Melvin Johnson Jr., Jay Pennesaw, Johnny Meade, Avery LeBlanc, Clarence Verdash, and Margaret Haydell Johnson, and you can see their video, and I think you will enjoy it, and you will find out just a little something about your community that you didn't know before.
Well, Stan, we thank you so much for the time, man. Go enjoy the beach and stay hydrated, if you know what I'm saying.
I am, and I look forward to being with you guys next week.
Absolutely.
Stan, before I let you go, you were wondering what personality, whether it's talent or producers, going to jump on Lonzo Ball?
Is it Joey?
It's Joey, because I got something for you before we go. Here you go.
Okay.
Your comment is Lonzo's outspoken father, LeVar Ball.
Okay. How you doing, Michael? Me? I'm incredible. What a year for Lonzo.
I mean, he did fine.
Fine? Stop talking out your neck. My boy averaged 50 points a game.
Oh, he didn't.
100 assists. 500 touchdowns. And he was just certified 100% fresh by Rotten Tomatoes.
There you go.
What? Oh, that's what we got to deal with. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, hey, it may be a lot of fun.
We certainly hope so. Take care, brother. Go enjoy some
all
fun
right.
in the sun.
See y'all later. Take care.
Yes, sir. That is our partner, Stan Gravois.
Casey, I got to.
Enjoying some time on the beach. We can't wait to have him back next week. Hour one is down. Hour two is going to be beginning right after this commercial break. You're listening to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Chandler Gutros after this break on ESPN 100.3. The way you swept me off the
beach. It's the Bigger Things sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
The Army National Guard is offering up to a $20,000 enlistment bonus and other tuition benefits to qualified candidates, including new recruits and those with prior military service. Already received your education or are currently in school? You may be eligible for up to $50,000 in student loan repayment. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving part-time in the Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard and aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona.
Love you, Matt.
Paul O'Neill.
They're chanting Paul O'Neill's name.
And Musso.
And we invite you to join us every single weekday for After Further Review. I tell you every single day. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Weekdays on After Further Review. Join us from 3 to 6. It's AFR on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medication. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter Brooklyn was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I got to work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Welcome back to the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute, right here on 1600 AM KLEV, also 102.7 FM and 100.3 ESPN, with your host, Casey Justclair. Think I give enough anagrams or what?
Man, Joey, when Stan's here, he gets, and Stan Gravel, I get, oh, and Casey Justclair's here.
Well, we can nominate you that you could get the long list, but anyway, Casey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Your show.
This is the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Hour one is in the books. We've made an attempt to get South Lafouche assistant baseball coach Chandler Guitros on the line. They're playing a junior varsity tournament. They may actually be on the field right now, so we apologize if anybody was waiting to hear Coach Chandler. Joey D is going to try one more time, and then we'll talk about some other things going on in the world of sports. There's some attaboys that I actually want to shout out involving Nicholls State University, because they've just made a huge commitment to their athletic department. We'll talk about that if we're not able to get Coach Guitros. And what we mean by that is they have gotten state investment and also private investment to build an extension to Barker Hall. Barker Hall is the big athletic building out there in Thibodaux. Nicholls is now going to, and it's crazy because you think college football, you just kind of take some of this stuff for granted. But Nicholls is now going to have an athletic facility, a locker room and team meeting rooms and a field house and all these things that most teams have that they didn't have, they're now going to have. And it's a wonderful thing. Everybody over there is excited. Everybody over there is looking forward to this. And that's phase one. Phase two, which is going to be, you know, from what I understand, 4 or 5 years away here after they get phase one completed this fall, is they're going to have an indoor practice facility. So you talk about sort of that investment and some of that buy-in and some of the things that you got to do to stay successful. Nicholls is starting to do some of those things to stay successful. Kudos to everybody involved. We don't know who the donor is just yet, but kudos to state representatives and state government for giving some of the funding. Kudos to the private funding. This is going to be a game-changing thing for Nicholls State University.
And, you know, it's an anonymous donor, so I can't say that I can't use my debit card anymore. No.
I know better than that.
Yeah, you know better than that. But a great thing Nicholls is doing is they're taking that step to the next level, not only in athletics, which did, by the way, help tremendously by what they accomplished in the past few years, but Nicholls is taking that step that they're not a small college anymore. They're starting to look big. Besides that, coming up, your favorite thing, the Manning Passing Academy.
Yeah, that's next week.
You going?
I will. Yeah, I'll be there on Friday and Saturday.
Throwing the ball or just doing a story?
They don't want me to throw the ball.
But a great thing, and Casey, thank you so much for covering it. And I know you'll be talking about it in the next program. But that's another step. And we saw where it went from that, and it keeps going. And Nichols is just raising the bar every chance they possibly can. So big kudos out to them. They're showing we're more than just a little university out there in Thibodaux.
Manning Passing Academy will be again on Thursday. The big media day is on Friday, where you could talk to all the counselors. Joe Burrow is going to be there. Tua from Alabama. Tua Tagovailoa is going to be there. All the who's who of top college quarterbacks are going to be there, as well as Eli and Peyton and Archie and all those boys. It's going to be a wonderful event. And then Saturday is when you could go to the Rydell Air It Out Challenge and watch all those guys throw the ball down the field. That's always a fun event as well. And I always appreciate the camaraderie that those quarterbacks have, because it's like a big fraternity. You know, fans, we would like to think of, okay, well, the LSU quarterback and the Auburn quarterback don't like each other. They're going to avoid each other. No, that's not the way it is at all. They spend time trying to get better and learn from one another. All at Nicholls State University now for, I think, the last 13 or 14 years it's been in Thibodaux. That's a wonderful thing to see. So next Saturday, if you're not committed to doing anything, going out, watch the Air It Out competition. You can watch all of the best college quarterbacks in the country, literally some of the best. I could tell you, in years past, I've gotten the chance to meet and watch Andrew Luck throw, Jameis Winston. I mean, you name Heisman Trophy winning guys.
Everybody was out there.
So they're the who's who of college quarterbacks will be out there next weekend.
And a good thing also is you're going to have a worldwide talent and award-winning columnist, Casey Gisclair. In case you want to autograph or a selfie, he will be there also with, I think it's Archie Cooper, Peyton, and Eli. Some of those Manning guys.
How much do I have to pay for to sign an autograph? Because I know they're not paying me anything.
No, but you can meet Case and some of these guys, and it's a great community event, and a lot of people's going to be out there, and we thank them for what they're doing, but for Nichols for also hosting it, and like I say, taking it to another level, Casey.
Joey D, I have some breaking news involving you, but I'm going to get to that a little bit later in the show. I'm going to make you sweat this out a little bit. It's something that I just saw on the television set. We're going to get that here. Well, we got the phones ringing, so we may actually have a coach on the line. Let's see.
Hey, coach.
Yep, so Joey D's going to have a coach on the line. We're going to get to that here in just a second. Coach Gitros? All right, Chandler Gitros on the phone lines. Coach Chandler, how are you doing, man? Good morning.
Hey, good, man. Sorry about that confusion. I was dealing with a couple of kids running around.
No, so, it's all good, brother. It's all good.
Yep.
So where are we today? You guys have a junior varsity tournament today?
Yes. Coach Rav and Coach Elmer are taking our junior varsity guys. What it is, it's our freshman class from last year. So we include the guys that are on the JV team now, as far as the guys who, and along with the guys who play varsity, like Hunter Conley, Ducharme, Darren Ducey, all those guys are, you know, really trying to just keep that class playing together because we like what we have in them. And even though they're playing at different levels right now, we want those guys to, you know, keep playing together so that in a couple of years, whenever they're all on the same level, we could really make a run at something special.
So how's the summer been for you guys, man? I know it's been some ups and some downs. You guys have been hitting the ball really, really well, having a little bit of a difficult time getting some outs. But all in all, man, summer's a learning experience. How have things been for the Tarpons?
Yeah, man, I mean, like we said before we started anything and what we've done the last 3 years, we are not concerned at all with the scores of games. It's about experimenting with different lineups right now and giving guys shots in different positions. And this summer we are stretched a little thin, you know, playing in tournaments every weekend pretty much at one level or another. So we really kind of taxed with arms. So I guess the most difficult part has been getting outs and having guys on the mound. But look, I mean, we're throwing seniors out there, giving them their shot on the mound, and I guess that's been the most disappointing part is just our pitching performances so far, but we really have been hitting it.
Tell me about the challenge of, okay, on one hand you want to use these guys and you want to help them get better and you know, keep that progression going, but on the other hand you got to manage everybody, because you know, I've used just Austin Danos for example. He told me that he works all day long, has football in the morning before he goes to work, then comes to you guys. Like, those guys, a lot of times, by the time they get to you at 6 o'clock or 6:30 for first pitch, are worn out. How do you kind of manage the fatigue factor that's mixed in there as well?
It's tough, man. And if we would really be playing for keeps and having to play our best nine guys, I think that not just us, but every team would be in a world of trouble just because all our guys are spread so thin. So it's just been a blessing to have 16 guys in the dugout, you know, to relieve some of those guys. A guy like Austin Danos, when he pitches, he could pitch one or two innings and we'll sit him out the rest of the game, you know. And this year we've actually incorporated a weight program with baseball, which we haven't had since Coach Mitty was here 3 years ago. So every single person on our roster is spread pretty thin. They're doing things all day long. And, you know, it's part of being a young man, you know, learning how to deal with multiple things on your plate and overcoming it in the afternoon.
There was such a wide topic of conversation this time last year of, well, how are they going to replace that big senior class? But I can make the argument that you guys are replacing just as good a senior class this year in terms of program guys, guys that have been the fabric of this club for the last several years. You guys are replacing a group here that's going to be tough to replace. Talk about, you know, the challenges that go with that.
It's going to be very challenging, you know, and that senior class over the last 3 years was a part of more wins than any other program in South Lafourche history. So obviously a very special group. The challenge is really going to be in terms of leadership, and that's what we are kind of struggling to develop right now, and it has been a disappointment, is that, you know, we're not stepping up at the level that we want them to be. So the biggest thing is leadership. As far as ball players, we have, in my opinion, a more talented class as far as ball players coming back. But the leadership that last year's class had, guys like Marcus Mathern, Jake Gouger, Jelby Sheremy, guys that really, you know, led our program and were like extra coaches on the field. That's what we're really going to miss the most. But as far as talent, I think we'll be okay. Guys like Evan Guidros, Austin Danos, they're as good as anybody we've had in the last couple of years.
Is it sort of, on one hand, you know, yeah, you don't pay any attention to the scoreboard and you're trying to develop guys, but at the same time, like, you're a competitor. Those kids on the field are competitors.
Absolutely.
Like, how tough is it to juggle that and actually execute it?
It is tough. You know, we always say it's if we're in the game in the fourth, fifth, sixth inning, we're going to go try to win the game at that point. We're going to try to put our best nine out there. You know, and it is tough, you know, and I guess just these last couple of years, you know, I tried this a couple of years ago and then Coach Rapp believed in it again last summer. It's about keeping focused on what the prize is at the end, and it's about having a great regular season. The more guys that we can get experience, the better. You know, I feel like if we'd have, you know, we could have played our best nine the entire time and really went for that mythical summer league trophy, I think that our record would reflect that. I think that we'd be doing a very good job because we have a lot of good ball players. But I do not regret what we're doing at all, playing 16 guys every single game, getting them the most work possible. I think it'll benefit our program greatly in the long run going into next spring.
So give me a rundown. I know summer ball is sort of winding down a little bit. What do you have on the schedule here next week?
Next week we have a rematch with Edie White on Monday at Edie White. We really played those guys pretty well the last time. I thought we had a shot to win it at the end, kind of let one get away. And then playing Berwick at home on Tuesday. Berwick's a very good program, played in the Class 3A state title game last year and won the state championship the year before. So obviously two very good programs, good measuring sticks to finish out the summer and really see where we're at. We also have our youth camp starting next week at the LaRose Park. We're going to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 9:30 to 1:30 each day. Next Tuesday, we'll have registration at 8:30 at the LaRose Park. So anybody interested to come on out, it's a really great camp, a really good thing that Coach Rav's brought to our area, getting our youth involved. And, you know, it makes a great Christmas gift if you're looking for something to give you youngsters. Should be a pretty good week for our kids.
And if I'm not mistaken, this year it's girls and boys both as well, huh?
Yes, sir. Girls and boys open to everyone. We'll have softballs and baseballs, giving instruction. You know, really just to expand the love of the game in our area.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for the time, and have a great weekend, brother.
All right, Casey, thank you for everything that y'all do.
Yes, sir. That is Coach Chandler Guidros doing a good job with those Tarpons. Let's go ahead and steal a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to go from the down the Bayou Lafourche school to sort of the middle of the Bayou Lafourche school, Central Lafourche, where we'll have their football coach Keith Menard on the line to talk about some things the Trojans are doing here in the offseason. You're listening to The Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute, right here on ESPN 100.3.
Some go on searching their whole life through and never find the love.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call the local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminix is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
$10,000 for clunkers and junkers. $10,000 for any trade. Home of Clayton Homes. Trade in your old mobile home or anything with the title, regardless of the condition. Does your old mobile home rust, leak, or mold? We will take it for $10,000. Trade it in for something clean, neat, and new. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Be sure to check us out on Facebook.
El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and their cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with a live mariachi band. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Plan your next great escape and feed your soul with a trip to one of our state parks. Newly improved white sand beaches are ready to welcome you this summer at places like Fountain Blue State Park. Or how about a world-class fishing trip to Toledo Bend, the number one bass lake in the nation, 2 years in a row. You can fish anywhere, but you catch fish in Louisiana. One great state, 21 great state parks. Plan your trip today at LouisianaTravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
The St. Louis Cardinals and the Los Angeles Angels, live from Busch Stadium this weekend.
Forget it. On its way, and that one is gone.
While Mike Trout and the Angels are wrapping up an 11-game road trip, the Cards are battling in the tightest division in baseball. It's a weekend of interleague action in St. Louis. Coverage begins Saturday at 1:45 Eastern and Sunday at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Miss an interview? Visit the Audio Vault at ESPN1003.com.
And welcome back to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. I'm jamming too. Oh. A reminder that once we get off the air today at 12:45 p.m., you'll be able to catch some Major League Baseball. The Los Angeles Angels will be taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. That's actually the first time Albert Pujols has returned to St. Louis since leaving many years ago. So that'll be interesting. And that game could also be caught tomorrow, same teams at 5 o'clock. So 12:45 today. 5 o'clock tomorrow, Angels at Cardinals, right here on ESPN 100.3.
Footnote, you didn't say Boston.
Oh, come on now. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Central LaFouche football coach Keith Menard on the line. Coach Menard, good morning, man. How you doing?
Oh, it's great, guys. Great. I guess for y'all, it's just another day closer to football. I know that's what I thought is.
That's what we were talking about earlier in the show, my friend, is that it looks like we're getting towards the end of June here, and once that calendar flips to July, boy, it feels like it's just a blur heading to the, you know, the jamboree and all that good stuff. What's sort of that date for you, man, where you kind of realize, hey, hello? Football season is here? Coach, are you with us?
Well, may like may have to redial. Oh, there he is.
Can you
I
hear
got
us,
you.
Coach?
I got you.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that, Coach.
I lost y'all for a good while. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
yeah, I heard that. My wife tells me that.
So what we were asking is, what's that one date on the calendar where you look at that and you say, hey, okay, this date is here. Football is like going to be right around the corner.
Well, you know, I think you always look at the first day you're able to go out with your football team as a whole. And August 5th is our day to go out in shorts and helmets. August 12th, I think, is a Monday. That's going to be our first day in shorts and shoulder pads. So, you know, those days are big days for us. But, you know, it's like I tell our kids, every day is a chance for you to get better and get ready and get better prepared for those days coming up. So, I use this line a lot, too, is that when we finish a season, I tell the next year's seniors, before you know it, you're going to be where those seniors sitting in the locker room are right now. It's going to be over. So don't let a day go by that you don't get yourself better. And so, you know, we talk about that a lot with our team all summer long.
How has the off season been? I know that it's always a good time for development and getting guys ready. How have the Trojans gotten ready so far?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure like everybody, our kids have really been working hard. We go 6 to 8 in the morning with our varsity kids, and we've had great turnouts, and it's been really good to watch them work. We're really, stressing, trying to get in a little better shape and, making sure we're ready to go, come August 5th or August 12th, and really working, quarterback-wise with our wide receivers, and I think, they're going out on their own every day, and so that's good to see. We haven't had that in a couple years, and so, it's fun to watch them.
The coaches that we have talked to throughout the summer all say that it's a challenge in terms of, I'm sure you've got guys that are playing basketball or baseball or maybe even basketball and baseball. So the challenge of sharing guys with other sports at your school, just talk about that.
Well, I think that's why we go 6 to 8 in the morning. No other sports are going that early. We do have some kids that play basketball. We have some kids that play baseball. But, for the most part, football's done in the morning. And we do a little 7-on-7 from 8 to 9:30. 8 to 10 with ourselves. We had Assumption come over last week, this past Wednesday. So, again, it's everything in the morning, and it doesn't affect kids from doing other sports and other things. So, for 4 days a week, going 6 to 8, Wednesday we go a little bit later. But, just think about it. Thursday morning, 8 o'clock, you're done for the weekend. We won't see you again until, Monday at 6 a.m. So, it's really, a positive thing for us.
How have your numbers been? Because coaches around the area have sort of said that their numbers are a little bit down. Some have said that their numbers are up, but for by and large, it's sort of been declining locally. How have numbers been at Central Lafourche?
We're about the same. We're at about our mid-70s that we've had in the past 6-7 years. We're getting our normal 30 to 40 freshmen in. So, our numbers have been pretty steady. Wishing we could have had a little more, always were hoping for in the 80s. But we've always been close to that number, 78, 76. So I think we're going to be right around there, at the end of the summer.
Very good. And, Coach, you've been doing this quite a while now. What are some things early in practices or throughout the summer that you're looking for and you're saying, hey, if we got these things here, we might end up being a pretty good team in the fall? What are some of those things you're looking at?
Well, I think, looking into this coming fall, I think, like every high school coach, man, if we could stay healthy, especially, on offensive line, it's always a big thing. I think defensively, we got a lot of kids back. I think if we can stay healthy there, we got a chance to be pretty decent. I think when you look at, we got to replace our kicker. He was pretty good. Going to end up walking on the nickels, having a chance to compete for the spot there. Anytime you lose a kicker like him, that always hurts. I think we got to, look at replacing our quarterback. And I think, he's a 2-year starter. So I think for us now, we have a guy very capable of being a heck of a quarterback. We just got to see when the light turns on and, things get going, how good is he, under that pressure. And other than that, I honestly we've had our best, defensively, we've had the most kids coming back that we've had in a long time. And offensively, we got some really good skilled kids back. So with Dion and Folsey and Laredo and Wilcox, it's hard not to be excited about both sides of the football right now. So, we just have to see, can we stay injury free? And, special teams are always big for us, and we're going to continue to put emphasis on that.
The Wilcox kid is interesting to me because I feel like he sort of gets underrated a little bit because you guys have had so many other weapons. But, man, he's a big bruising body out there. Talk about some of the things he could bring to you this coming season.
Well, you know, one thing that, you know, I love tight ends. I play with two tight ends a lot. I mean, I do anything I can to put tight ends on the field. But, you know, he's been a guy that when he was a sophomore had two seniors ahead of him, and he started off as a third tight end, and before you knew it, by the end of the year, he was a starting tight end. And since then, he's really, you know, been a guy that, you know, that kind of leads the charge for us. He sets the edge for us well. You know, it's hard to find a tight end that can do both, which is block and run great routes and catch the football, and he's one that can do both. And he blocks extremely well. We can put him on the line. He blocks well. We can back him off the line. And, you know, he can act like a fullback, H-back type. He runs great routes. He catches the football in traffic and wants to do, you know, he can do anything like that. So, you know, he's definitely a special kid. Hopefully he gets a chance to, you know, to get a shot to play at the next level. But I think he's one that, you know, it's tough. You know, it's going to be tough after this year to find another one like him, you know. But he's been, you know, really good for us.
Coach, all the drama surrounding the LHSA and everybody saying that they're trying to get Mr. Bonine to find proposals to bring the association back together and in the split and all this. As it sits from your desk here at Central Lafourche High School, what are your thoughts here? What do you think should happen in the next 6 to 12 months or so?
Well, you know, being a part of the LHSA Executive Committee years ago and being the Coach Association President years ago, I've always been for together. And would like to continue being together. If we just look at Central Lafourche, in Central Lafourche football, we probably, you know, being selfish, we'd say, no, we don't want it back together. But actuality, I think it's better for our state. I think it's better for, I guess, competition across all levels of football. And I think that's that to me is what I look at more than just what's good for like one little school, our school. I look at what's good for the state, and I've always been that way. And you know, and I guess I'm old school traditionalist. I'd like to see us all play together.
I hear you, man. Well, Coach, thanks so much for the time, and enjoy your Saturday, my friend.
Hey, man, y'all do too. I always love talking football with you guys.
Absolutely, my friend. We love having you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That is Central Lafourche football coach Keith Menard joining us. And I think that it's a very it's very rare that you hear someone say what he just said, which is everybody, when they're asked about the split or the non-split or whatever it may be, they look at how it's going to affect their one sport at their one school. And I thought it was very responsible of Coach Menard to take a look at the big picture of how it's going to affect the entire state of Louisiana. Very rarely do you hear someone actually do that.
And I think he hit the, you know, the nail on the head is he looked at it as an overall, where some, and, you know, not going to name names, some walk in with blinders and this is their goal. That's it. They don't look at the overall picture. And he's one of the very few, and I'm going to commend him for this, for actually looking at the whole thing overall of the pros and cons. So I think he's good being with that. And, you know, I rag the LHSA a lot. But, you know, I'm going to give Coach this. He looks at the overall picture. He looks at the athletes. He looks at the students. Everything possible in every sport, not just football, overall. So I'm going to give him kudos on that one.
No doubt about it. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break.
Oh, you had some breaking news for me? Or you just
don't make me sweat? After this commercial break, we're going to tell Joey D. why he may want to be worried about a school or a team of his that is of interest to Joey D. You're listening to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We'll be right back on ESPN 100.3.
Time It's time. It's Barker Mazda summer sales event time. That's right, folks. Chris Morales again with Barker Mazda. And it's time for you to save big on the new Mazda of your choice. You can drive home any new 2018 Mazda 6 Sport or Touring model in stock and take $3,500 off the MSRP. Or get a new 2019 Mazda CX-5. Get $750 APR cash plus 2.9% financing for 60 months. Want to go full size? Then grab a new 2019 Mazda CX-9 and get $1,000 APR cash plus 1.9% financing for up to 60 months. And don't forget, you receive complimentary maintenance for up to 2 years on every new Mazda purchase this month. So give us a call today at 1-800-256-2737 or visit us on the web at BarkerMazda.com. Barker Mazda, where the boss says, let them roll! Not all buyers will qualify. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 6/30/19. See dealer for complete details.
Come on, make the move to Mazda!
The Gadry Law Group handles wrongful death cases, cases that require an experienced personal injury lawyer. These cases involve severe injustices like police, prison violence, or accidental death cases. You need an expert legal team to help you recover lost wages, funeral expenses, and other damages. Some lawyers may overlook many details, from 18-wheeler accidents to chemical plant explosions. The Gadry Law Group helps their clients receive the compensation they deserve. Get Gadry and get results. Call 985-223-4400 or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
And Wingo.
What do players want to get out of this? Obviously, if there's going to be more money, you're splitting revenue, so you're going to get some of that money. But also, you end up not having any inactives. We don't understand the inactives anyway.
Inactives make no damn sense.
You have 53-man roster and 46 dress on game days. Why?
Yeah.
Just dress them all. I mean, then you have a 10-person practice squad. So out of this, will the players try to get, say, you're going to go in two more games? We need more guys on the roster.
Correct.
So do you add five players, which is 160 more? Do you add seven players, which is 225, 224 more? Do you add players to the roster? That's a win for players. Players will be able to play 18 games. Yeah. They will be able to play 18 games. I know you're going to hear a lot of cry foul on it, but all of a sudden, if the money's there and there are more jobs there, you're going to see how feasible it is.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Hey, it's Golic. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN New Orleans.
Hey!
And we want to thank all of our guests for joining us this morning. That'd be South Terrebonne girls basketball coach Nick Snack, our co-host here Stan Gravois, South Lafourche assistant baseball coach Chandler Guitros, and Central Lafourche football coach Keith Menard. If you missed any of those interviews and you want to catch them back a little later in the week, go to ESPN1003.com. You'll be able to catch all those interviews. And if you want to catch a replay of me making fun of Joey this segment, which is what's going to happen here in the next couple of minutes.
Oh, I was waiting.
Then you'll be able to find that also on ESPN1003.com. So I've been teasing in the entire second hour here that I had some breaking news for our guy, Joey D.
Okay, I'll take my Xanax. Go ahead.
So I will now be able to tell you what that breaking news is that Joey D's college team, UConn, it's a team that he's been rooting for forever and ever and ever.
No, went there. That's why.
They are leaving the American Athletic Conference.
Come on.
And they're joining the Big East for basketball and other sports beginning in 2020, Joey D. So your Huskies are, I don't know if that's moving on up, moving on down, whatever it may be. They're moving from the American Athletic Conference to the Big East for basketball. Some other Big East schools, of course, looking at Seton Hall, St. John's, Georgetown, Providence, Villanova, DePaul, Marquette, Butler, Creighton, Xavier, Joey Diaz. Are those tears? Is that laughter? I don't know what.
No. It's, who's in charge of this? Nothing against the Southland, but we should have gone there because at least we'd have a 50-50 chance of finishing 5-5. The Big, I got no comment. The Big East, what's wrong?
Look, women's basketball-wise, you're going to be okay. They're going to sweep through that.
Okay.
Men's basketball-wise, though, man, that's tough. The American is like, I guess the Americans sort of middle of the pack, but the Big East, that's the cream of the crop there when you're dealing with the Xaviers of the world and Marquette and Villanova. Like, those are teams that compete for national championships. That's going to be tough.
They're ranked before the season even starts. Not UConn, these other teams. We used to be ranked when we were good, and we lowered the academic bar to 1.5 GPA. We went back to 3.0, but 10 years, so I can look forward to 2029. That at least we'll get in the top 10. Casey, that's going to be a tough one. The teams you just named are teams that are constantly in the top 10 on ESPN television, on all four major networks. Heck, they're on the Weather Channel playing. I mean, just Butler by itself is guaranteed at worst the NIT every year. But, I mean, Villanova, DePaul, Marquette, Seton Hall, St. John, Providence, Georgetown. Oh, boy. Okay.
There is no, and this is what's the interesting side of this, there is no Big East for football.
So, yeah, we got a chance.
So UConn is being rumored out to be an independent in football, which means you get to make your entire schedule from start to finish. That's kind of interesting, like Notre Dame does. So I don't know. That's an interesting move. I'm curious to see how that works out.
Hofstra, Cal Poly Pomona, Cal Poly SLO. We could play some big teams. But Casey,
the big teams, huh?
Oh, yeah, those teams. But I want to pass something on before we jump into anything else when we talked about high school.
Go ahead.
And I want to thank Kenny for sending me this. Two top prospects in the state. Well, they're not going to be with us, but John Curtis's running back, Corey Wynn, great running back, has now committed to Georgia, is going to stay in the SEC. And one of the biggest linebackers, Edrin Cooper, LSU, Alabama, Notre Dame, Florida. I just don't like the fact that Florida was involved in this, and I think you can agree with me. But
sure,
he committed to Oklahoma. But congrats to those two guys and everybody in this state, because we're starting to become a state that colleges are looking at, Casey. We are good.
Speaking of that.
Yes.
In fact, let me pull it up right here so I get the team right. Cassidy Barrios, who joined our show a couple of weeks ago, and, mm-hmm. and she was talking about, well, I don't know where I'm going to sign my professional deal. She signed her professional deal yesterday. Let me shout her out and give her an attaboy. Cassidy is going to be playing professional basketball next year in Bulgaria. So the best women's basketball player in the history of Nicholls State University signed her professional deal yesterday. She will be playing in Bulgaria in the future. Congratulations to Cassidy. You will not find a better player. You will not find a better person. We are so happy for you. And look, we just know that she's going to go out there overseas and tear it up.
Dasmedov, that's Bulgarian, believe it or not, for congratulations. Great athlete. Great at Dasmedov. Great athlete. And Casey, you've been following her. You've been talking with her. We've been following her on the program. And I guess part of her, she's taking you with her on this. And I give you kudos of everything you've written and talked about her.
Sure.
You follow these athletes, and you bring them out. You get them to shine, and part of you is going out with her to Bulgaria. Big congrats to her.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. And look, they're getting a young lady who could play multiple positions.
Yeah.
Who could defend the multiple positions. And we talked about this, I think it was last show.
Mm-hmm.
She was the Nicholls team leader in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. So she does a little bit of everything, and she is going to be going off to Bulgaria. We know that she is going to do excellent things. And I'm sure for her, the feeling of being able to play basketball for a living is just a feeling that you can't beat. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And congrats, another Louisiana person coming out and shining. Going to get you in the Hall of Fame in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Oh, she's definitely a Nicholls Hall of Famer for sure.
Oh, you got it. So, Casey, we turn around to another one of your sports.
Which one is that?
Who dat?
Okay, yeah. Drew Brees won his lawsuit. He awarded $6 million in a diamond fraud lawsuit. Isn't that something? Like, this story here is so interesting to me. They bought millions of dollars worth of jewelry.
A $15 million ring.
Got it appraised, and then it was, like, worth 10% of what... It's unbelievable that someone would be able to think they could get away with that. But Drew Brees, who has been missing a little bit... The reason why we bring this up, he's been missing a little bit of minicamp and different things like that. He is now going to be able to return to the team after his court stuff has been settled. He's going to be ready to rock and roll. And look, man, it's June 22 right now. We're getting close to training camp. And
July.
We're getting close to preseason. Yeah. And all these things. Football is going to be right around the corner. If you look at this right here, the Saints play their first preseason game August the 9th. So we're looking at, what, 40 days or so away?
Yeah.
It's getting awfully close.
It's getting close. It's getting good. And I love the fact that we're able to talk football in June and July, which we haven't been able to do the past few years because it was considered kind of like a dead time. But with $6 million added to Drew Brees' I guess, bank account, maybe he's going to turn around and say, I'm going to cut some of my salary to keep some of these guys with me. But turning to Major League Baseball, and we're not going to talk about my Cleveland Indians because I think the roller coaster has derailed. But Casey, your team's doing fairly well.
Yeah,
along
my Braves
with some others.
Doing
your
well.
Braves?
Yeah, baseball is rearing into high gear. There are a lot of big time offense this year. Like, it's crazy to me. They say that home runs are up like 40 or 50% this year. It's crazy the amount of long balls that are being hit. Heck, Christian Yelich right now, it's June 22. He's got 29 home runs. He's on pace to get into the 60s. Teams are hitting it out. And we talk about how basketball is changing.
Yeah.
The game of baseball is changing now.
It's coming totally offense.
Everybody is swinging out of their shoulders. There are way more strikeouts. There are way more home runs. I don't know if I like this change so much. Like, there's not as much hitting and running and base stealing and different things like that. But that's the way the game is headed, man. It's all home runs. It's all go for the gusto. And teams are in the process finding ways to get some runs across.
I'm just wondering if MLB is pulling up some old LSU Gorilla Ball video and saying, hey, this works. But, you know, if you just want to relax and be lazy, join MLB and become an outfielder. Because that's what it looks like. I think the bunt is out and the base hits out.
It's not much small ball anymore. It's home runs and strikeouts. Let's go ahead and steal our final commercial break. When we get back, Joey and I are going to talk a little bit about the College World Series Championship. We're down to two teams in Omaha. We're going to give you a rundown of who we think might win that final series. You're listening to the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3.
Lawn lovers, run with us on a John Deere mower because the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and the time has come to get your yard in shape. So head to the Green Tag sales event at your John Deere dealer today and get $200 off Z300 Series Z-Track mower and the S240 lawn tractor. What are you waiting for? These deals won't last forever. Nothing runs like a John Deere. Run with us. Some conditions apply. Offer ends July 2nd. See johndeere.com or participating dealers for details. Visit Home Tractor today, a locally owned John Deere dealer specializing in sales, parts, and service since 1987.
Locally owned and operated, Ruderman is looking for licensed plumbers, experienced drain cleaners, and plumbing apprentices to join our growing team. We offer full benefits including health, dental, long and short-term disability, paid vacation, and 401k. Ruderman is your local plumbing expert that provides full-service drain cleaning and plumbing repairs throughout the greater New Orleans area. If you're a licensed plumber, experienced drain cleaner, or looking to get into the exciting plumbing field by learning as an apprentice, Ruderman is the place for you. Contact Matthew today to join our dynamic team.
Call Matthew at 504-522-9536.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
At a young age, I learned how fragile life is. When I was 11 years old, my mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. As the oldest child, I quickly became her secondary caregiver, which has forever shaped me. We helped my mom through multiple recurrences for 4 years before losing her to this devastating disease. At the time, treatment options were limited, all we could do was retreat with chemotherapy and watch and wait and hope. It was so hard for us to hear that the doctors thought they had it, but truly didn't. My time with my mom was cut short. But now, women living with recurrent ovarian cancer have options like maintenance therapies, which can extend their time in response and delay recurrence. These options mean power in an otherwise powerless situation. That's why I stand together with care partners and women living with ovarian cancer to declare Not On My Watch. Visit notonmywatch.com to learn more.
The flagship station of the Colonel Sports Radio Network, ESPN New Orleans.
A little taxing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair here with Joey D. Stan is on assignment out in the beaches of Pensacola.
And we expect a report next week. That's what we do. We send somebody on assignment. But Casey, big game. Not hearing too much about it. I don't know if, but to me it's popular.
Mm-hmm.
Two teams left, man. Proud of the SEC team, Vanderbilt. And Michigan
and Vanderbilt. One team is going to win the College World Series, and one of the things that I want to talk about here, and you know, we're going to localize this, is that all season long we talked about how LSU was sort of disappointing, and they were the preseason number one team in the country, and they get into the NCAA tournament and win their regional, but then lose their super regional. And as I was watching the College World Series, and as I'm watching specifically this Vanderbilt team, I'm realizing and thinking to myself, like, LSU's got a long way to go. This Vanderbilt team is really, really good. Like, this is an elite-level team. I don't know if they're going to win the championship. It's a two- or three-game series in baseball. Anything can happen. But, man, when you start rolling out guys like Rocker, their pitcher, and Fellows and Hickman, like, they've got multiple professional arms on that staff. They, you know, their team ERA is 3.74. They get outs from every single direction. Then you go to the batting order. They've got J.J. Blade, who's one of the top picks in the MLB draft, 26 home runs. It was mind-boggling to me is that everybody locally seemed to have the opinion that, oh, man, LSU was just a few injuries away. Nah, LSU was a long way away. This Vanderbilt team is an actually elite team. They do things the right way. And it was mind-boggling to me watching this World Series so far is just how far away the Tigers actually are to being at that highest level.
And, you know, I'm going to say this with my wife, who's very big in college sports and baseball and following this and softball, Vanderbilt stacked. That's one thing to look at. Very disciplined team. Win or lose, they're going to be ranked next year in the top five.
Oh, yeah.
This team is stacked. This team is built for the long haul. And like you said before, LSU's a long way. And I think Vanderbilt distanced themselves in the SEC as being the elite in baseball. And that's something to look at. I mean, it's amazing that a lot of these aren't going pro level, but it's so disciplined that they're already looking, even though they're playing this week, in the finals, they're already looking at next year. If we got a stacked team, we've got a disciplined team, and we could be hard to beat, and they know it.
So there were four teams left as of yesterday, and there were the two semifinals that were played. That there were a couple of games where the team in the loser's bracket had to beat the team in the winner's bracket twice. That didn't happen in either instance. Texas Tech had to beat Michigan twice. Michigan crushed them 15-3. Louisville had to beat Vanderbilt twice. Vanderbilt beat them 3-2. So that sets up now that championship series that we were talking about a minute ago. We've got two teams that are playing well. They both went through the brackets undefeated.
Right.
And two teams that also are now going to be very well rested, is that they're not going to play today, not going to play tomorrow. They're going to play Monday to be able to reset their pitching. And now as a fan, you get exactly what you want to see, which is two teams that are at their best. You know, no one's going to be out of pitching. Nobody's going to be laboring or anything like that. You got the two teams that made it through. They're both going to have their aces on the mound, their aces in the field. May the best team win. You can't ask for anything more as a fan of sports.
And you are correct. You look into the two best teams. They've gone through it completely undefeated. And to be honest, There's no excuses. There's no injuries. There is no problem. There's no excuses. And it's going to be the better team that will win this. And I'm expecting a very good, and I think it will go all three games. I don't think it's going to be somebody taking, you know, two and running with it. I think it's going to be fairly even to three games, and I predict a three-game series.
So now, along the same lines, the other big sporting event that everybody's kind of paying attention to is the Women's Yes. World Cup. The United States is undefeated so far in the Women's World Cup. Not a big surprise there. You know, the United States kind of dominates women's soccer. Now they move on to their next match. They'll be taking on Spain Monday at 11 a.m. That's not going to be quite as easy. But let me tell you something here. I'm not a big soccer fan. I'm really not. Like, I watch the Men's World Cup. I watch the Women's World Cup. I watch international soccer. But in terms of these European leagues and MLS, and like, there's too many leagues around the world for me to keep up with it and be a big fan. These ladies could freaking play, man. Like, they have so much talent on that field. They get up and down the field. They play at an elite pace. And I was reading a story, actually in ESPN the magazine this past week, is that the ratings for the women's matches are higher than for the men's matches, and the popularity is higher for the women than is for the men right now. And I think there's a reason for that, is that there's some talent on that doggone field, man. It's unbelievable to see the fluidity with which that team plays.
And I hope financially, some of these players that are getting paid in the women's league, I hope it gets up to where it's equal with the men's, because the popularity. I wish we were playing Sweden or Canada instead today. But we're playing Spain, and if I'm not mistaken, United States has not a lot of gold yet, or maybe just one so far.
I don't think they've allowed any.
It's going to be tough with Spain, okay? Spain, I think, will score it. I'll give a prediction. 2-1, USA over Espanol.
United States has won 13-0. Of course, that was a controversial opening win against Thailand.
And they missed the extra point. Yeah.
Beat Chile 3-0, then beat Sweden 2-0. So they have been cruising. They actually won their group in that was Group F in the Women's World Cup. Now they take on a Spain team who finished their group 1-1-1. They tied China, lost to Germany, and beat Russia. So they have been cruising. Oh, excuse me, that's South Africa, Republic of South Africa.
Yeah.
So
we could have beat Russia anyway.
Two teams that are playing well, it's going to be tough. But now you're in that sort of win-or-go-home situation. It's a bracket now, so everything that you did in the group stage doesn't matter. We certainly are going to be rooting on our Americans, though. Hopefully they're able to win that Women's World Cup and bring it home back to the United States.
Yeah, go Gwen. She's my favorite.
There you go. So we want to thank again our guests for joining us, Nick Sinak, Stan Grava, Chandler Gitros, and Keith Menard. Stan's going to be back in the studio next Saturday. He's on the beaches right now and joins some R&R. We certainly hope that he has a great weekend. We certainly hope that you guys have a great weekend. Reminder that Major League Baseball will be coming up in 45 minutes here on ESPN 100.3. The Los Angeles Angels taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. The big fella, Albert Pujols, is returning to Busch Stadium. That'll be a lot of fun. For everybody at home, have a wonderful weekend.
And by the way, Casey, we're going to be crowning next show national champion. Who do you think it's going to be? I say Vandy.
Vandy in three games.
Woo! I'm the same way. Vandy in three. Have yourself a great weekend, Casey. You too.
Yes, sir.
Great weekend. Great having you. Enjoy the Manning Passing Academy.
Will do, brother.
Get me a video if you threw a ball.
You don't want to see that.
I'm going on YouTube with it. Have a great weekend, y'all.
Bye, everybody.